This is a recording session for Rick Herman, his feedback for the Advanced Weekend 2018. Okay, so I guess I'll go first.
All
right. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, Rick, your story, the pictures, your passion verbs, everything really does line up now. You know, it's crazy how when we go through these things that it doesn't make sense at first. A lot of things that we go through with Christ doesn't make sense at first. The things that you've already championed against Satan on. The ADD that you were told. Can't stay focused, can't do anything. You had mentioned not being able to stay focused in school and that you were a good pretender and all this other stuff. Your glory, dude, is God has already brought you through that. Your ADD, whatever that was about, attack from enemies, God has brought a focus into you. And if it's one thing, two words that really came out to your glory is you are a focused coach. That's the truth. God is leading you into something new now, and I'm not positive what that is. You know, your desires for this new mission up in Ohio, and I hope to champion with you in some of these. But your desire to present this message of hope, of who Christ is, the battle, the difference between the battle of good and evil, all the things that we've learned here at Zoe and where God is bringing us, your desire to push that through is definitely the desire of a focused coach. And it's really awesome to watch and see. I would definitely say that one of the, excuse me, I'm on the wrong page myself. One of the issues that was in your life also was trust. I see that God is still working that with you on trusting certain issues, and I get that because I do too also. But just inside of your pictures, one of them was, you know, your friend. Where was it? Mekong?
Yeah.
Yeah. The stones here and how, you know, you have all these polished stones and, you know, and you're here and searching for that one polished stone. That one that's different than all us. Searching for that friendship. You know? But trust in that is an issue because there could be a fear of loss. Why would I want to let myself allowed to be hurt like that again? And I see that as, you know, a possible attack of that the enemy might come against you at. So to, you know, and being a coach and a focused coach, we know that God is always our coach and teaching us and pulling us into more. I would say that your pictures, the dream, the risk, the friend, your wife, Mako, is huge in a representation, picture-wise. The picture speaks 1,000 words of your life. And the one thing I am really feeling drawn to say to you in this recording is your wife. Dude, press into that. You mentioned a couple times that there's something more. I think part of that searching is for that friendship inside of that marriage. That one, you know, that partner that got your back, you've got hers. And I know that that's a tough struggle sometimes because of the past and stepping into something new that God has to offer her through you is probably the biggest leadership job you'll ever be having in your life. And it's a glorious one, and I know you're up for that task. I can feel it in your heart and where you're going. You want that. You desire that. You need that. and God has put it in your life to happen. So I'm really praying that that will happen for you. Because I do believe that that's a huge portion of your story to come. The other thing you mentioned real quick, and I'm just going to throw it out for the recording, your UFO experience, write it down, man. Don't stop talking about that. Don't let that hide. The enemy use that as a shame against you or discouragement. Yeah, sure, it sounds crazy. So does talking about Jesus Christ. We don't know what your experience in that was. You do. Just as your story that you explained to us this entire weekend, this is yours to share and to coach with. This is your coaching blocks. This is the next chapters, you know, and focused. Again, I can't stress enough, the ADD, wherever that came from, whoever put that on you, it's gone. You are very focused because I believe you are stepping into a glory, a design, a desire that is specific for you, the one. So thank you for sharing everything you did. Lastly, I just want to say the fishing, I spoke about it a little bit, that desire to go into something. Jesus chose fishermen for a reason. All those reasons I spoke about before, knowing the bait, knowing the waters, knowing that we're crazy enough to spend all day doing it for one bite, but that one bite, fish on. In a spiritual world, think of that as a spiritual world. Take your spiritual world maybe into a fishing ministry, you know, being able to harness younger kids, you've spoken about that passion, into something that doesn't look like Jesus at all, but the conversations that can come from that. Jesus knew these conversations a fisherman could have. So I pray that that helps a little bit. Thank you for sharing, man. It's been awesome. Really awesome sharing this time with you. So next we're going to go?
Sure.
You can say your name if you want.
Start up. Is it already going?
Yep.
Okay. This is Jonathan, and I just want to say how much I've really appreciated just sharing this time with all of you guys. And to me, the glory of your life is just really evident. You just come across as someone who just loves people. I mean, you say your friends say to you that, you know, you're love and grace, and I affirm that and see that in you. You bring that into everything that you do. You bring that into your work. You bring that to your family. You bring that into your men's group. Just love, trust, healing, restoration. Like you say, you like to take something. You like to build something new, but you like to take something and remodel it and restore it. And there's a beauty and a glory in that. And I love that. Let's see. I do concur with Jeff. I can see the assault where the enemy would come against you and your wife. I really see that attack so many times where God is just doing things with a man, developing him, growing him, helping him come into his glory, and where the enemy likes to attack is in the marriage. Because I feel like, you know, when the enemy can get into that relationship, I believe you have a good marriage, and I believe you love your wife, but I believe also God wants to deepen and strengthen that relationship, the friendship that you talked about. Just press into that. And whatever it takes. I mean, for me and my wife, it was just a bunch of conferences, a bunch of books, just a lot of time talking. In my marriage, I was, I don't know if this is you, but I was a conflict avoider. I didn't want to press into those issues, but God just really showed me that I just really need to, engage with my wife. I think engage is a good word, even though sometimes it's painful. It really can be painful, but I just believe God's going to do that in your marriage. Just to see your desire to unite people, to love people, to coach people, just all of your passion words just jump out, and there's not a single passion word in your entire list that comes across to me as no, that's not you. It's all you. It's totally you. That's one of my favorite exercises, is the passion verbs. Your pictures have just such a love for being outdoors. You've mentioned that many times, and I just believe God will use your love of the outdoors in everything that you do with your family, with your friends, your brothers at church. You mentioned, you know, taking groups on 3 to 10 day excursions. Man, I just think that's awesome. If you could do something like that with the younger generation or men or whoever. One of the questions in the on the sheet, I don't want to read from it, but it says, at this point, you know, what do we need in our life? And I would just encourage you to continue engaging with other people, with other leaders, find other sages to be in your life to help refine your desire and your vision. Continue to deepen your relationship with your wife and your daughters. I love the pictures that you put up there of your daughters. You're just wondering, you know, what are they thinking? you know, what Michael shared this morning, just, you know, the validation that he was giving his daughters, and I've got two daughters, and the father-daughter relationship just can be a really beautiful thing, and that's also another area where the enemy attacks a lot. You know, as you move into these other areas, just be careful. I mean, any one of these things, like you said, you see a focused coach, just continue to ask God where to focus, and because you can get involved into so many things that, and I've done this, my wife and I did marriage coaching, and we were so consumed by it that we started to let other relationships in our life suffer with our kids, even with each other. My counselor said, you guys need to stop working on your relationship and enjoy each other. Just continue going to these conferences. Honestly, brother, I wish I had a brother like you, local. So, God bless you. Love you, man.
I thought I could push anything.
Okay. Well,
here comes the real truth, man.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I got to kind of go by the bullet points because I was a writer and a reader, you know, 20 years ago, but there's been reasons why I haven't, so I'm just going to do it the best I can. So, significant points. Love and grace guy, already heard it. And it just blows my mind away how you love your wife, even with the lack of physical love, which we all put such a big thing on. I mean, the society does. So it really impresses me how you've stayed and continued and struggled and the battles. And, you know, it's like fighting a war for the damsel. And it's like, oh, it's, you know, so I feel you. I feel your pain. Your glory, I don't know if I answered this right, but I see you as a fisher of men. I think that's completely obvious. The warfare I see that is on you is that love language not being satisfied. And the enemy trying to, you know, has obviously tried to use that throughout your adult life there, and your married life, obviously tried to use it. You know, so I'd watch out for that. And, you know, again, I just see you... this guy who's like a jock type, you know, like the kind of guy that I used to be like, you know, I could never be like that dude. You know? And now I see it, it's like, so it was good for me to see the other side of a guy like that, you know, and to see that you actually have a heart and you're not just a machine and an abuser. From my childhood experiences, nothing personal. You know, so it was really refreshing. For me, I see that you love to help people. I mean, you just blow my mind how interested you are in the young people and that you, you know, that you're like really like a this good father, and you're gonna be, like I said, I just see this, you're gonna be a great grandpa and father, and you already are a great father. So who you are again? I just see this great big brother, dad, unconditional love guy. You know, and I love it. It just it's very warming. It's like I want to say, Daddy. You know, it's great. It's like wonderful. It's like somebody like me's fantasy of a father. You know what I mean? So you depict that. You know, so I think that's just beautiful. And in the pictures, you know, what you have to offer, the night. I know you're talking about a deer, but the word night, you know, I feel like you are a knight, you know, and you want to, and I say that a lot myself, I want to be my wife's knight in her shining armor. I want to be her hero, you know, and I want everything that comes along with that. And I think you definitely want that, and you are a knight. And I think Jesus is knighting you in all that you're doing, and you're going after the heart of God and surrendering. What you need at this point in life, I just simply wrote your wife's trust. And I think that it's a big one. And I wrote this for you. God is telling me that Rick is a man, a king, a good king. He is a beloved son, and God is going to open doors that he may have felt were closed for good. Rick is a man of unconditional love and thanksgiving, and is living well despite the storms inside and abroad. Rick, I believe you are a fisher of men, and you just got your divine fishing license. You have a following ability I want. You are coming from your heart, and your ability to live. I can't read my own writing. I'm sorry.
I do the same thing.
Anyways, I've learned a great deal from you in a short time that I've known you. And for me, you know, you would be more in the sage area. And I think that you're entering into that well. I would say stay the course and surrender, or continue to surrender your wife's trust issues with you and to Jesus, and pray for her warrior heart to awaken so that your relationship will find new life. I think God is refining your heart and making you irresistible to your wife. That's what I got for you.
That's awesome, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's hard.